You've just entered the baddest biker bar in the investment world, the Danger Zone. Yes, welcome to the Danger Zone on Money Life, where we examine the work that is done by the team at New Constructs, which brings together discounted cash flow analysis and forensic accounting, digs in at the footnotes level and works up, and frequently finds that what you see at the surface level, well, whether it's beautiful or ugly, it's only skin deep. If things are misleading, you dig in deeper, you find out that the picture a little different than expected, that is going to make something dangerous. Or if it works in your favor, it might make something attractive. But if you want to learn about how it works, go to newconstructs.com. David Trainer is founder and president at New Constructs. David, great to have you back on the show.
It is great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Snap.
Danger, danger.
Snap. It is, of course, ticker symbol SNAP. It has been in the danger zone before. In fact, I believe you have taken it from the danger zone and made it a zombie stock. So why is this walking dead now walking back into our sight lines?
Yes, this is a danger zone stock and a zombie stock. And, you know, look, everyone's been talking about how the market is frothy. And we just like to circle back every now and then and say, look, the thesis has been right and the stock has outperformed as a short by 100% plus. It's still got a long way to go down. We think this can go to zero. It's looking bad, Chuck. I mean, look, they talk about user growth all the time, but they've yet to show a single profit in users in any domicile. Almost all the growth these days is coming from rest of the world, where the average revenue per user is the worst. And so, you know, we're seeing an unprofitable company become less profitable. And the valuation still is really pretty ridiculously high. And so we're just seeing a lot of risk here. And I think every now and then it serves us and it serves our clients well to come back and say, this is still a really dangerous stock. You need to remember that this is not good for your portfolio.
Well, the other reminder in this, I mean, the story's been told a bunch of times in a bunch of ways, but if you want to look at this positively, you get that whole, look at how much our daily active users are up. But I don't know, if I, and my audience knows, I run my own lacrosse league, right? And if I suddenly told you, hey, we've got two new teams this year, you'd go, great, two new teams means more revenues, more profits. And I would say, yes, because that's what it should mean. They've got more active users and less profits. That is pretty much the sign that if you're focusing on users, you're being misdirected, right?
Totally. And we've been seeing this for a long time. This is with Netflix. It was even with Comcast back in the day, right? They look at revenue per customer, you know, or looking at users, right? Looking at metrics, whether it's non-GAAP EBITDA or just pure user metrics that don't reflect the underlying unit economics or profitability of the business, is a specious exercise. It's useless. It's a grift. It's a shell game. It's a misdirect. And look, at the end of the day, the only way you can trust that your portfolio is not going to get blown up is if you understand the unit economics of the business, if you understand profitability.
Snap is currently trading at about $11 a share as we record this. How much is it actually worth?
We think it can go to zero, Chuck. The economic book value is negative $9 a share. It's $4.5 billion of debt on a business that's got a negative profit margin. The margin was negative 29% for fiscal year 2023. Negative 29%. Right? So I got to dramatically improve profits for this to be anything but a bankruptcy story.
This stock at $11 is off by more than 33% from its high in the last 52 weeks. But again, you put it back in the danger zone in September 2020. So the decline has been much, much worse than that. At the same point, you know, this is a stock that you said it's outperformed as a short. But if somebody has not been shorting this, is this a stock that you could short now? Or is Wall Street betting hard against this, which makes shorting it from here for a little more difficult, although maybe not if it's going to zero?
I mean, shorting, you know, look, we're never giving any kind of advice, right? We're not an investment advisor in any way. And that's not something, you know, we are looking ever to do. Shorting, that said, shorting is really hard in general, right? When I was running a hedge fund, I realized that we could short stocks, be right. I mean, right as rain, about where that stock was headed. But in the interim between when we shorted it and when it actually went way down, crazy things could happen for completely illogical reasons. I don't know if I've ever told the story of one of like the worst shorts of my career, but it was a very harrowing experience to say the least. And what I realized is that, look, if you're going to short, you got to do it like Bill Ackman style or David Einhorn style, where, you know, you report or you do, you know, or Muddy Waters or the firm that just published the report on Equinix. It's got a funny name. Chuck, what am I thinking of?
Hindenburg.
Yes. Great name. You got to do it their way, which is you need to have like a PR campaign to accompany your thesis. Because if you can't change perception in a big way, you know, it doesn't matter how right the numbers are. And so I caution people on that. You know, we're not running a big PR campaign here. We're just doing what we're doing here and doing our work as we always have done it. We don't have quite the swath of influence that Hindenburg or Muddy Waters or Bill Ackman have. We just do our work and we focus on taking care of our clients.
Well, and we always talk about how hard a catalyst is, but in this case, because it's a zombie stock, you expect it to basically run out of money in fairly short order. How much money does it have left?
We're showing a little over 2 years at their current burn rate, which is a little bit long for a zombie stock, to be honest. We like to look at things at a lower runway or shorter runway. But I mean, the bottom line is like the business is terrible. So, I mean, I don't know who would want to buy it, you know, stupid money risk. It's losing a lot of money and they've been struggling for a long time. Their market penetration numbers have been stagnant. Now the user growth is even stagnant. So we're feeling like this one has really started to die on the vine.
And is there any stupid money risk here given, you know, that growth of users?
The user growth is starting to slow down. So we believe that the stupid money risk here is pretty darn low. I don't really know who wants to step in. I think and other people have said before, like Snap is doomed because, you know, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, these other firms that, you know, they're kind of crushing it. And in particular, Facebook and Instagram, you know, is super profitable, making a lot of money. They, you know, whatever new feature Snap introduces, they quickly copy. You know, I think honestly, the Snap's best days are probably behind it. I think the cohort of users, you know, is probably kids from, I don't know, 15 or 16 to 22. And it's been shown that after, you know, sort of early 20s, people sort of drop out of Snap. I know younger people aren't picking it up as much. So, you know, now we see Florida banning social media for people below 14. People are waking up to the dangers of social media. This is not good for a company that's not profitable.
Yeah. You can sum it up by just going, oh, Snap. And that is why Snap, ticker SNAP, is back in the danger zone. David, great stuff as always. Thanks so much for joining me on the show.
That's my pleasure, Chuck. Thank you.
That's David Trainer. He's the founder and president at New Constructs, which is online at newconstructs.com and on Twitter or X at New Constructs. David's on Twitter or X at The Real D Train 37. And we're heading for home on this edition of Money Life. Up next, Jay Hatfield will be here talking infrastructure investing in the Market Call right after this message.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.